Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how losing weight through willpower alone is often ineffective because eating habits, according to my guest this evening, are programmed into our brain at the subconscious level. And my guest this evening believes that hypnosis can help tap into the subconscious mind for insights into the origins of emotional eating and that hypnosis can reprogram the response to food. My guest this evening is Erica Flint, who is the author of Reprogramming Your Weight, Stop Thinking About Food All the Time, Regain Control of Your Eating, and Lose Weight Once and For All. Erica Flint is an award-winning hypnotist, author, and founder of Cascade Hypnosis Center in Bellingham, Washington, and is a co-host of a podcast series called Hypnosis. It is a pleasure to welcome Erica Flint, who will help us to understand how hypnosis can help us to lose weight forever and take charge of our lives. Welcome, Erica Flint.
Ellie, thank you so much. It's fantastic to be here today and share this information with your listeners.
Well, you have written a fantastic book, and it is so helpful to see all the people who have been struggling. How did you discover hypnosis? Did you ever have a problem with weight yourself, Erica?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely did have a problem with weight, and that was, I think that was about 18 years ago in 2000. And then I resolved that, but then the weight came back. And about 7 years ago, I had kind of one of those personal crisis things that a lot of us go through. So I had some personal issues that I struggled with, including my weight. And I got to a place in my career, in my life, where I was really questioning what's happening? What am I doing? Is this really what I want for my life? And at that kind of really low point, which I think is important for me to understand because that's where a lot of my clients are coming to me at this very low point. I had to make a decision, and at that point, I decided I wanted to live, I wanted to have a different type of life, and that is really when I kind of opened up to others, like opening my eyes to other possibilities. At the time, I was a software engineer for a very well-respected company, great job, family, cars, all of that stuff, but something was missing, that fulfilling part. And that is right where I found hypnosis. And once I found hypnosis, it really changed my life in such a profound and deep way. I basically just left my other job, started doing hypnosis full time, and I just had to. I had to share this information with everybody that I could.
Well, I'm so glad that you came to this decision because it speaks to all of us who have had weight problems. And when I say us, I have to include myself. I've had a weight problem ever since I was 2 years old. And that meant that I was born at 7 pounds, 7 ounces. And up till the time of 2 years old, I did not gain any weight. And my mother was called to critical awareness by family members who said, "Shirley, you're not feeding this child. What are you doing? She's starving." And then they discovered that I'd had tonsils. And they took them out and gave me ice cream as a reward. And that was the beginning of my weight problem. So I understand.
Yep.
I understand.
Very common story where we have food that we are basically conditioned to eat wrong in a lot of cases. But when we're little, we get trained to substitute food to help us to feel better. So in your story, it was tonsils or, hey, you know, you have this surgery and we're going to give you ice cream afterwards. For other people, it's a skinned knee and they get a cookie or, you know, something else happens in school, they get a good grade and they go out for ice cream, that type of a thing. And so what happens is we get conditioned to associate in our brain something that happens, like maybe a bad feeling, with food, or even something good that happens, celebration with food. And pretty soon, that just becomes our go-to. Anything that happens to us, something bad, food, something good, food.
You know, that's you have some interesting stories in your book about people coping with food. And most people are able to lose weight for a short amount of time. In other words, we're all successful in going on a diet for a week or two, maybe a month. And when we go off, we go off and we can't really maintain the weight loss. That's the problem. So you have some very specific examples of people who were suffering with problems and they discover you and hypnosis. Could you tell us about a couple of them? For example, Amy.
So Amy, Amy was suffering from grief. And, you know, this is something, unfortunately, that each of us will have to go to where we lose a loved one in our life. And she would turn to food. And she had been turning to food her entire life. And food was really one of the only times in her day where she felt good. And so imagine if you're talking with somebody and you ask them, you know, what makes you feel good? You know, what do you do in your life that feels good? And their only answer is, well, I like to eat, or food makes me feel good, or something like that. This is an issue for a lot of my clients. The only time during the day when they feel good is when they eat, and that's what was going on with Amy. I asked her, you know, how long has this been going on in your life that you've been turning to food to feel better? She said 40 years. And so a 40-year experiment with food to help her feel better, but in the end, it never really worked because she was always left feeling worse later. And so she ended up really being able to make some change. Through hypnosis, she had some realizations, and then she was able to make a change so that she didn't feel so lonely all of the time and started doing some other things in her life so food wasn't her best friend anymore. You see, she had put food up on a pedestal, and I think a lot of people do that, where they think food is going to be the answer to everything. And in her case, it just ended up causing so many problems. So once we replaced that with other things in her life that were really more meaningful to her, then she wasn't. She didn't turn to food all the time, which I think is one of the biggest problems. If you can go walking or singing or dancing or play with friends or something like that, that will go a long way to helping you resolve any issues with food.
Well, I think that's very important, and she was fortunate that she found you. How many sessions did it take for her to become aware of this? People would like to know, you know, when you go into hypnosis, how long does it take? Is it like 6 sessions, 8 sessions?
It's a really good question. It's different for every person, but most people start to realize what's been going on in the very first session. The problem is, like in the very first session, they realize, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? And they have moments of insight. The hypnosis that I do is insight hypnosis. So people have these moments of insight, this light bulb comes on, and then they feel so much better. They realize that there has really been something that has been missing from their approach to losing weight. And so you talked about earlier diets and how people can do them for a little while, but then they stop working, and they stop working because they're just too hard to do on a daily basis for most people. The residual side effect of that is, what's wrong with me, and I'm not good enough. And so people start to really feel that there is something wrong with them, that they can't lose the weight. So that's a real negative feeling, right?
Yes.
And so in that very first session, people feel hopeful. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this was happening, and I didn't realize that was going on. The very first session, they're feeling better. But on average, I see clients 5 sessions in general, because even after they have that realization, and believe me, there's probably, you know, a total of, there's realization every single session that I do with clients, but that first one is super powerful because it really lifts so much resistance and really negative feelings for the client, so they feel hopeful. And then when they feel hopeful, it's easy for them to make the changes. And the changes that I have my clients make are not huge changes. They have to be integrated into their life so that it's something they can do for the rest of their life.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbaro. And this evening, we're talking with a very special guest, Erica Flint, who has written a very special book that all of us who are struggling with weight, and you notice I put us, all of us who are struggling with weight really would enjoy reading and integrating into our lives and maybe even making contact with Erica Flint. The book is called Reprogram Your Weight, and it's about how hypnosis can help unlock the underlying emotions that are causing us to hold on to the weight. Erica, so tell us a little bit more, because all of us struggle. Most of us, as I said earlier, we can lose the weight, but then we get it right back on. But what you're saying is we have to come to the understanding about what the underlying feelings are that are preventing us from stabilizing our weight. Can you give us another example from one of your clients?
Sure. I'll give you a great example. So Lisa really had, and we talked about ice cream earlier, Lisa loved ice cream and cake, and she would, you know, she was just really enjoying that type of dessert. In hypnosis, what we realized is that she didn't really love the dessert nearly as much as the fact that it reminded her of having that ice cream with her grandfather. And so we were able to separate the feelings out of love she had for her grandfather with the ice cream itself. And what she realized, and this is such an important point, I call this guilty residue. When you eat something and it makes you feel good in the moment, that's usually all that we're paying attention to. We have guilty residue hours later when we realize, oh my gosh, I really wish I wouldn't have eaten that ice cream again. And that just contributes to us feeling like this bad feeling about ourselves. I'm not good enough. What's wrong with me? When am I going to be able to fix this problem? So for Amy, what happened was she was able to separate. The reason I love eating ice cream is more that I love my grandfather. And when I eat it, it reminds me of him, rather than truly wanting to eat the ice cream, which came with that guilty residue. Once we made that separation in her mind, we were able to find other things that reminded her of her grandfather, and then she was able to do those instead, and she was able to stop eating the ice cream. It didn't mean as much to her anymore because she realized that it came with that kind of hefty price tag of her feeling guilty later.
Well, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to find something that can unlock the real feelings that we're dealing with, because on a conscious level, Erica, we don't seem to do that. We push them away. We maybe don't want to think about it. Maybe this person didn't want to think about her grandfather. It was too painful. So rather than really confront the underlying issue, we substitute something to give us pleasure to think about our grandfather. Would you agree
right.
with that?
Absolutely. And really what's happening is we have these different parts of our mind, right? And there's one part of our mind that just wants to feel better now. I just want to feel better right now. I'll pay the consequences later. Like it's that immediate gratification. And that is the type of thing that kind of gets people trapped because they want to eat that food to feel better now, and then they always pay for it later. And so it really starts this cycle of feeling bad. And so guess what happens when they feel bad later in the evening for eating too much or the next morning for eating too much? Now they have that bad feeling again. So guess what crops up?
Yes, you want to eat more.
Better. Yes, you do, because it's the only thing in your life that helps you feel better. So this is what is really the problem with a lot of people. When they only have that one coping strategy, they only have the ice cream, they only have the food, they only really have that one thing that helps them to feel better, they're going to continue to be locked in that feeling. And so in hypnosis, when we give them access to that deeper understanding, all those light bulbs come off, they're able to separate those kind of feelings out and address them. Now they're able to make such an improved response, and it feels right to them. So it feels good. It's like, man, that makes so much more sense. It didn't make sense for me to always go after the ice cream when it always felt bad later. So this is a really heartfelt and a real, you know, something that really makes people feel good on the inside. Like, oh, gosh, there isn't anything wrong with me. I just didn't have all the information.
And what is so wonderful is it doesn't take very long, just a few sessions, to unlock
right.
the deeper meaning within us. And we're going to talk more, and we're going to talk more about how we can use Erica Flint's book, Reprogram Your Weight, and talk more about people who are struggling to find an answer to their weight problem when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Erica Flint, who has written a very inspiring book called Reprogram Your Weight, utilizing hypnosis to get to the underlying feelings and thoughts that have been preventing us from really coping with the weight loss on a permanent level. And you have so many wonderful examples of people who were struggling and who were really unaware of what was really preventing them from really taking charge of their lives and losing the weight. Let's talk about Rob. You mentioned Rob, and that's one of the things about the book, by the way. There are so many interesting examples of people who are struggling and through Erica's work have gained insight and understanding to what has been underlying their difficulty in losing weight permanently. So let's talk about Rob.
Yeah, so Rob was an insurance broker, and I'm sure that we all remember the financial crisis of 2008. It was very stressful for a lot of people. They lost their jobs, they lost their homes. And so in 2008, Rob ended up having to move across country to get a new job, because that's exactly what happened to him. Well, you know what? That's very emotionally traumatizing for people. They're very successful for a long time, and then they lose their job, they lose their house. So he ended up having to move all the way across the country away from his daughter and grandkids. And so he's kind of isolated across country, and he just really was not feeling well. He started gaining weight. And so really what happened with Rob, once we started doing hypnosis, he realized he was just really, there's so much residual kind of anxiety and fear because of that experience that he was just eating all the time. And that was really compensating for him not feeling well and being afraid of that happening all over again. So he, in one session of hypnosis, he felt so much significantly better that he decided he wanted to start running again. Now, the interesting thing about Rob's story is that he wanted to just get back into it full swing, because he used to be a runner and he just wanted to start running his 6 miles a day again. Now, in my experience, I know it's better to take it slow. So I had him just go 10 minutes a day. And the reason is because a lot of people, just like with the diet, we get so gung-ho and we're like, oh my gosh, today I'm just going to hardly eat anything. I'm going to work out so much. But then we fizzle out. We burn out. So Rob just did 10 minutes a day. I call it incremental success. A little bit more every single day. Pretty soon he was up to a 5K. And from that point, he felt so good. He was really focused on making that change. It was easy for him to get right back into the way that he was living his life before that financial crisis ever happened. So he kind of took a detour in his life for that financial crisis, and then he got back on track. He would visit his daughter and grandson again, and it all precipitated because of a few hypnosis sessions.
Well, it sounds like you helped him to take charge of his life and get back on the road to good health and good thinking about himself. And that was the important factor. Now, here's something that so many people are struggling with these days. And that is, you're living a wonderful life. You love your husband. And somehow or other, you see his memory going a little bit. You may not want to face the challenge, but you find that your husband is struggling with dementia. He may have a wonderful position. You've had a wonderful life. He may have been a doctor or a lawyer, but so successful. And here he is struggling with something so confounding, so difficult to accept, and that is the struggle with dementia. Tell us about Shirley and her struggle with her husband, who developed dementia. What was he? What was his profession? What was he doing? And what was her struggle with weight?
So Shirley came to see me because she had been trying everything to lose weight. And her story is very common. It is heartbreaking. And what's interesting for me, when I am interacting with my clients with a heartbreaking story, for me, I feel so much love and just, I'm just so happy that they found me, because I know for certain that I can help them. Shirley's husband was going through dementia, the early stages of dementia, and what was really frustrating for her, two things. One was she was carrying the bulk of the household chores. So her husband couldn't do the things that he would normally do. He was a very, very smart engineer, and he could not continue to fix things around the home. He couldn't really do a lot of that stuff. So she was doing everything. She was doing all the housework. She was paying all the bills, which is something that she hadn't done in the past either. So everything, pretty much, she was like the caregiver of the home and of him. Second thing that was so frustrating for her, this is the heartbreaking part really, is that she was losing her best friend. And so she's losing her husband. So at the same time that she's getting more and more and more work, caring for him, caring for the home, she's losing him at the same time. And he would have moments where he was totally present and there, and she would just cherish those moments. And so the hypnosis really helped Shirley. It alleviated a lot of that pain and suffering for her, so that she was really focusing on, because you know what, she hadn't really lost her husband yet, and she was really focusing on everything and the fear of him being gone forever and all of this extra work. Really, the hypnosis in that very first session, she started focusing on all of the good times they still had together. Now, the really interesting part about this, because you know what, her husband was gaining weight too. He was gaining weight because he wasn't doing anything in his life anymore. He couldn't do all of those things, so he would just want to eat. She had a positive influence on his life and his health. When she started eating healthier, her husband just naturally started eating healthier right along with her.
Now,
and then they had even, yeah.
They, I think you point out in the story, they used to go out to eat a lot.
Yep.
And when they would go out to eat, they would order very, you know, very starchy or sugary meals. And she would begin to order healthier meals, and he also joined her in that. So they joined in a healthier lifestyle together.
Right. And it was really easy for him. She was she's like, oh, no, I'm going to have a salad today, or I'm going to have half of something, or they would share something, and he would be totally fine with that. So he was following her lead. And so she was able to positively impact her health, which, of course, made her feel better while she was losing weight and while she was really focusing on all the good time they still had together. It really shifted her mindset. And, you know, the cool thing about Shirley, she told me, this is why I love this story. She told me when she was little that she was told that little girls, good girls, don't jump in a puddle. Good girls do not jump in puddles. She always wanted to jump in that puddle. And so when she left that first session, she went, and she was, you know, 75 years old. She went, left the hypnosis office. She saw a puddle on the ground. She went over, and she jumped in that puddle, and she was just giggling and laughing and having so much fun. And her husband said to her, because he was there with her, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I am enjoying my life." And he smiled, and they shared a moment there.
How
together.
Lovely.
So she... I know, so she finally jumped in that puddle.
And so many of us have puddles that we don't want to jump into because we've been cautioned in earlier life that we don't want to do. That's a beautiful story. And have you been in touch with her as he developed this dementia? Have you been in touch
with
her?
Yep. And so he's doing better. She's doing better. She's still, you know, it's still a challenge. And so this is the reality of a lot of things going on. And so I want your listeners to understand that there are real challenges that we are facing. You know, we've got kids might be struggling in school. We've got parents that might be aging. We've got spouses that are suffering. We might have a stressful job. All of those things are real and they're hard. So it's this constant stress in our life kind of pushing down on us. But the food never makes it better. It only helps it feel better for a moment, and then we feel worse. So the food compounds the problem. And so what my clients realize is, oh, my gosh, yes, that stress is real, but I have a better way of dealing with it now, and that alleviates that stress. What tends to happen is my clients start sleeping better, and they start feeling better about themselves. And when they start doing that, then the weight loss amplifies. And so now they're sleeping better, they're losing weight, they feel less stressed because they're not trying to solve it with food, which never really works. And so everything kind of starts to come together in this beautiful kind of swirling vortex of positive things in their life instead of this downward cycle. you know, that tends to happen when we're not eating and stress. It's kind of an upward cycle.
Well, you know, how would people get in touch with you? You have a website, you have a podcast. Tell us a little bit how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so they can get in touch with me. So the book is called Reprogram Your Weight, and you can get in touch with me at the website, reprogramyourweight.com. And I also want to invite all of your listeners. I would love to, you know, you can find this book in your local bookstore. You can find this book online. But you can also email me, and I'd be happy to send you an electronic version of the book. I just want this information out there because it really has changed so many lives. Just people resonating with the stories in the book. So you can do that at send me an email, Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. Mention that you heard about it on Ellie's show, and I would be happy to send you a copy of that book. And that's E-R-I-K-A at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com.
At CascadeHypnosisCenter.com.
Correct.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent. So if you want further information and you would like a copy of the book, you have Erica's website. That's your email. Is that correct?
Correct.
Erica
yep.
at CascadeHypnosis.com. Well, I want to thank you so much, Erica Flint, for writing this really fine book that helps us to understand that we can reprogram our own thinking and reprogram our weight loss for weight loss that will be forever, and that we can understand that we hypnosis provides insight into what's really going on and releases hurtful emotions, and that through Erica's book you can learn more techniques to help guide you in taking off the weight that has become a problem. We can release ourselves from both real and imagined beliefs, what common causes keep people from healthy eating behaviors, and why traditional methods of weight loss do not work, and how hypnosis can reveal underlying emotions that hold us back, and finally, how hypnosis can help to change our perspective at the subconscious level, which leads to positive change. Thank you, Erica Flint, author of Reprogramming Your Weight, for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.